Daf Yudah on the third line, one pile of chametz, and in front of us two houses checked, and the mouse came and took it. We don't know if he went into this house or into that house. That's the same halacha as two paths, because we learned in the Braisa Mishnah, two paths, one is tum, one is tar, and he went in one of them and did taharas right afterwards, and his friend went in the other one and did taharas right afterwards. His friend reviewed this as if they asked each one by themselves, they're tar. If they asked both together, they're tamer. Rabbi says, in either case, it's tamer, because Marshach, one of them is tamer. Rav said the name of Rabbi Yechon, when it's one time, they went together, everyone holds a tamer. One after the other, everyone holds a tar. The machlekes is only if it comes to ask on him and on his friend. Rabbi Yechon compares it to Basachas, Rabbi Yechon's metamer to one after the other. Safik went in, Safik didn't go in. That's Bikka, that's a valley. The machlekes of Lazar Rabbanim, as learned, the Mishnah, someone went into the Bikka in the winter time, which is Shoseyachid, because people, it's already grown, and the tum is in this field. And one guy said, I went in this place, I'm not sure if I went into that field or not. Rav Lezer says, Yitar, the Chum says, Yitamah, because Rav Lezer says, Sofik be Yitar, Sofik mag is Tamah. Oh, he went in, Abodak, and he didn't find. Chalek Zubay Rabbanah. Rav Meir said, anything that's Becheskes Tumah is Leib's Tumah until you find out where the Tumah went to. Chum say, checks until it gets to a stone or virgin ground, so you know it didn't go in deeper. If he checked, he went in and checked, and he found it. Because we learned the saw that a kever was lost in it. Someone goes in it, it's tummy. But once you find the kever, whoever goes in it is tar, because we know where the kever is. Because I say the kever that was lost is the kever that was found. That's Rabbi Shita. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, no, you have to check the whole entire field. He put down 9 pieces of chametz, he found 10. Like Rabbi Rabbanan. Because we let the Mishnah, someone put down a mana and found 200. We say it's chulin and ma'asasheni mixed together. Just an additional chulin. There, Rabbi Chum says everything is chulin. Put down 10 and found 9. That's the same. If it says someone put down 200 and found 100, it means that they left 100 and 100 was put down. That's Rabbi Shita. Chum said everything is considered chulin. Then we do daf yuramid beis. If he put it in this corner and found it in another corner, it's mechlekes shigunli in the rachum. Because we learned an axe that was lost in this in the house is tamer. Because I say, other tamer went in and they removed it. Shigunli says the house is tar, because I say he lent it to this one and he forgot, or he took it from this corner and put it in another corner. And if he forgot, so the Gemara says, what are we talking about a corner? No one mentioned corners. The Gemara says, missing words, this is pshat. An axe that was lost in the house is tamer, because I say, Adam Tom went in there and he took it. Or he put it in this corner, left in another corner, the house is tamer, because I say, Adam Tom moved it from one corner to the other corner. Shimon says, no, the house is tamer, because I say, he probably lent it to somebody else and forgot about it. He took it from one corner to another corner and forgot about it. Rava said, a mouse went in and bread is in its mouth. And he followed it and found crumbs. You have to be dikur because a mouse doesn't make crumbs. Whereas Rava says if a child went in and he had bread in his hands and he found crumbs after it, doesn't be dikur because a child makes crumbs. Rava asked the question, a mouse goes in with a bread in his mouth and a mouse goes out with a bread in his mouth. Do we say it's the same one? Or do we say it's something else? If we could say it's the same one that came in, what about a white mouse went in with a bread in his mouth and a black mouse comes out with a bread in his mouth? Do we say it's a different bread? Or do we say, no, the other one dropped and he picked it up? And if we could say, mice don't take from one another, what happens if a mouse went in with a bread in his mouth and a weasel comes out with the bread in his mouth? What's it in? The chulda would zicha take it away from the mouse, or maybe it's something else. Because if he took it from the mouse, he would find the mouse also. And if he could say that he took it from the mouse, the mouse in its mouth, then the achbar went in with the bread in its mouth, and the chulda goes out, and the bread and the achbar is in the mouth, but not the bread is not in the mouth of the mouse. What's going to be the din? So it says, here, zicha, it's the same one. Or maybe if it was the same one, then you would have found the bread in the mouth of the mouse. Or maybe not, because of the scared, it dropped and he took it. So more blabs would take. Rav asked the question, if bread is on the top of the roof, do you need a ladder to bring it down or not? Do we say, kula haidacham warat machichim, since it doesn't come down by itself, he won't come to eat it? Or maybe, since sometimes it might fall and he come to eat it. And if you can say sometimes it might fall and might come to eat it, what about bread inside a pit? Do you need a ladder to bring it up or not? Do here he's zicha not gonna come up by itself, or maybe sometimes he goes down to do his needs and the thing he might come to eat it. And if he says sometimes he goes down to do his needs and he might come to eat it, what about bread in the mouth of a snake? Do you need a charmer to take it out, or you don't? Chomer machiach only you, your body, but your money not, or maybe no difference. More blabs to take. Maybe this is you check the night of the 14th or the 14th in the morning. And the time when you're supposed to burn the chametz. Chametz say if you didn't check the night of the 14th, you should check the 14th. If you didn't check in the 14th, you should check the middle of the moed. If you didn't check in the moed, you should check after a moed. Rashi says after Zman Isura. And whatever he leaves over, he should leave with sin, so he shouldn't have to do bedika after it. What's the reason? Rav Chisda Rabbah, Rav Huna said both, because it says three times a lashon of getting rid of chametz. Lerech lechametz lerech hasar is one pasuk. Shiva Sam Salem, what's the second? Was the second pasuk. Achvein Shutesh Mitzvah, so Rotecha was the third pasuk. Rav Chisda Rabbah says, whoever deals in bedika these three times doesn't check. So we see Mekamba Erechas, they argue, but everybody holds a check these three times. Mazut Ramas Nachamas, Rav Chisda says, whoever didn't check one of these three times, that is not bedika. So we see the Machlekes is just if they should bedika, but everyone holds these three times. So Rav Yehuda also says, if you didn't check, and the Machlekes says one holds before the Isser, you should check after Isser, you don't, because you might come to eat from it. Chamzer were not Geyser. So once Isser, Rav Yehuda, Geyser, might come to eat from it. We learned in the Mishnah, when the Omer was sacrificed, they went out and they would find the streets of Yerushalayim, they're full of flour and roasted wheat, without the consent of the Chacham. That's Rav Meir. Rav Yehuda said, Rotz Chacham. And Rav Yehuda is not Geyser, might come to eat it. So Rav said, Chadash is different, because the only way you can mutter is only if you harvest it with your hands. So Bai said, that's very good. When you're harvesting, what about grinding and sifting? So it says there's two types of grinding and sifting with the hand, and our kodah is with a sifter. This is the end of Daf Yud.